creates a really, really, really good psychology. Firstly, it creates a rush to buy.
Hey, podcast listener, you're about to discover insider tips, tricks, and secrets to making more sales and converting more prospects into customers with email marketing. For more information about the Email Marketing Podcast or the Autoresponder Guy, go to dropdeadcopy.com/podcast. Hey everybody, it's John McIntyre here, the Autoresponder Guy, and it's time for episode 18 of the Email Marketing Podcast, where we talk about the top tips, tricks, and secrets for making more sales and growing your revenue with email marketing. Today, I'll be talking to Vishen Lakhiani about a funnel analysis model that Mindvalley uses to create extremely profitable email sequences. Mindvalley has over 100 employees, and they do over $20 million a year in revenue. And from what I hear, a large portion of that is due to email marketing. So today, you're going to discover email marketing strategies that are literally worth millions. You'll find out how to analyze your email sequence and rearrange your emails so that you generate the largest amount of revenue and profit from your emails. This is some really interesting stuff, I think, and it's nothing we've talked about so far in the podcast. So get ready. Now, to get the show notes for this episode of the Email Marketing Podcast, go to dropdeadcopy.com/EP18. To leave a review on iTunes, which I always love, go to dropdeadcopy.com/podcast. Follow the links. Leave a review. Now, I read out reviews live here on the show, so might be able to get famous there. Now, before we start, you should know that there's a bit of an echo in this episode. I almost scrapped it, but I decided not to because the echo is only when I speak. And since Vishen's a great talker, I don't speak much in this episode. So you're going to be able to hear Vishen very clearly and get all the value from everything he has to say. But when I speak, there'll be a bit of an echo there. So I just wanted to point that out to you and warn you before we get into it, but hopefully it'll be fine. Now let's go get started and talk to Vishen Lakhiani. It's John McIntyre here, the Autoresponder Guy. I'm here with a very special guest, Vishen Lakhiani, the founder and CEO of Mindvalley, an award-winning company with over 100 employees and revenues past $15 million a year. Mindvalley is one of the biggest sellers of educational content online. They do mostly meditation and personal growth, but they're now expanding into other fields with products like Autoresponder Madness, so online marketing and things like that. They recently hit 1.3 million subscribers and their 200,000th paying student. So they're kicking ass. Vishen, how are you going today?
Hey, John. I'm doing good.
Cool. Good to have you here, man. Let's start. Just tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I was director of sales for a .com in Silicon Valley that was going through a period of like really rapid growth. And it was really stressful on me. Our company had grown from about zero to 20 million in two short years. Now, I was an employee. I was actually a very ground level employee, but I grew with the company. And before I knew it, I was director of sales. Before I knew it, I also got completely burned out. I was crazy stressed out. So I took up meditation and I found that it brought me an incredible sense of relief. Now, around the same time, I was studying online marketing. I was fascinated by this dude called Corey Rudolph. And Corey was one of the guys who pioneered the field of internet marketing. He passed away a couple of years ago in a car accident, unfortunately, but I was fascinated by what Corey did. So putting two and two together, I took my knowledge of technology from Silicon Valley, the ideas I learned from Corey Rudolph on using Google AdWords to test offers, creating an autoresponder, writing copy, and I took my passion for meditation, and I set up a meditation website way back in around 2003. Now, I made maybe, you know, $20,000 in total my very first year. But 10 years later, just through a period of like optimizing and growing the business, I've been able to build it up into Mindvalley. We're now one of the biggest publishers of personal growth products online in the world. We are well over 20 million in revenue. I'm not at liberty to give the exact figure, but the good thing is we've been able to grow to that scale just through really applying direct response, online marketing, lean startup methodologies, and you know, grow the business without any venture capital or ever having to take a bank loan. Just started with 2,000 ringgit, which is the currency here in Malaysia. It's about 700 US. I just started with 700 US in seed capital, and we built it up into a company we're now in seven countries. Like I said, over 20 million a year in revenue, over 100 employees. And email marketing has really been one of the key things that we do in this company. We've been doing it now for 10 years.
Fantastic. That's really cool. So you've been doing email marketing for 10 whole years. So that means you've got a lot of stuff to share. And we're going to talk today about a funnel analysis model pioneered by your team. So we can get right into that.
Okay. Well, so I have websites that I set up about 6 or 7 years ago that still convert to this day. And they convert really, really, really well. And we've been able to monetize these websites through Google AdWords, Facebook. But we've always been focused on the landing pages and the sales copy. The email funnel was something that was about 150 emails long. Mm-hmm. And it was such a monster, we had no idea how to optimize it. So I actually had an email funnel on a high converting website that I had not touched in 3 years. And the only reason I hadn't touched it is because it was such a huge funnel, 150 emails, because we'd written it up over several years, that I didn't want to even start on it. Now, one day, one of my programmers came up with a really brilliant idea. The guy's name is Emilia, and he has a computer science background. And he did an analysis of the email funnel. Basically, he plotted it all out on an Excel spreadsheet. He went through Office Autopilot, which is the autoresponder system we use, and he looked at open rates and click-through rates for every single email, all of these emails for 150 emails long. And he plotted them on a little graph. And what he showed us was shocking. And that is the first screenshot I sent you, John. Is there a way the audience can see these screenshots?
Yeah, I'll have this up on the dropdeadcopy.com on the post page.
Okay. So you can definitely share the screenshot. But what the screenshot shows you, and you'll notice why this freaked me out. The first email, the email that went out on day zero, which is the day the person signed up, you'll see the open rate was 32%. The click-through rate was 31%. But by the time you get to day 30, the open rates have fallen by half. The click-through rates have fallen by two-thirds. By the time you get to day 100, the open rates are, you know, not that impressive anymore. And the click-through rates are only 3%. So we go from 32% to 3%. Mm-hmm. And we realized that we were getting sales, but we were not really building a lifelong following with our clients. Now, we decided to take the analysis a little bit further, and that's the second screenshot that I just sent you. Mm-hmm. Now what we decided to do was actually plot revenue. We correlated the days people were getting specific emails, whether they were a content email or a promo email, and we correlated it to the revenue coming in the bank. Now, any of you can do this analysis. It takes a little bit of hacking, but you can do the analysis. I'll share in a moment how you can do it. But when we plotted the revenue graph, that's when the real insights occurred. We could see massive spikes and massive lows. And by watching the spike, we suddenly have this crazy insight that we never had before. We could now see precisely which of the 150 emails in our funnel was generating the most revenue. We could see what offers generated the most revenue. And we'll notice that sometimes, you know, our revenue would flatline for a period of almost 40 days. Then on day 66, there's an offer that goes out, and all of a sudden we have a spike in revenue. Now, when we could see this, and if you're looking at the graph, you'll notice that. You'll notice that around day 24, our revenue starts like kind of flatlining. And then all of a sudden, on day 66, 67, there's a spike. Then it drops, then there's another spike. By observing these spikes, we were suddenly able to gain this crazy insight on our promos, and we could see which promos were performing the best in the sequence. And what had been created simply through guesswork, I mean, application of direct response, right? But also a lot of guesswork. We now had a mathematical model behind it. So we started reorganizing our promos. We would take the promos that were creating the spikes later in the funnel and bring it closer up to the front of the funnel. We would compare different funnels. We have about 15 different businesses. So we compared different funnels and we found even more aberrations. We found that we had websites where massive spikes occurred on day zero, because we had a really solid one-time offer when someone signed up. But we had other websites where people were not biting on the one-time offer, but 7 days later, they would bite on a particular promo that offered them a freebie bonus. Now, by cross-analyzing all these funnels, we developed what we think is the perfect funnel methodology. And that's what I'd like to share with you guys.
Perfect. Perfect. The interesting part, or what I think would be interesting to talk about, is if you take you find a list where people aren't buying on day one with this day one offer, but they're buying on day seven, if you move the day seven offer to day one, are they buying or do they need the 7 days to warm up?
Exactly. Now, that's a second layer of analysis that we'll need to do, right? So again, it's not completely science. But I can't wait. I can't wait to wait for mathematicians to really study this. So what we're going to do next is we're going to take our best guess and rewrite our funnel. And often there isn't much rewriting really necessary. We are simply reshuffling the offer. So we're going to reshuffle the various offers of the funnel and then analyze it again and see how that impacts revenue. Make a conclusion and take a third step. But, you know, there's a very important lesson here. I was talking to Perry Belcher, and I'm sure you guys know Perry Belcher. He's one of the best copywriters on the planet. But Perry said sequence is important. When Perry's writing long copy, he says that he has a particular sequence that he follows. In Perry's case, it's about a 22-step sequence. And Perry said that he could look at someone's copy, one of his clients, and without changing a word, just by reshuffling the sequence, he could double the conversions. Just by deciding that the benefits come before you talk about the guarantee, or the opening angle comes at a certain time, just reshuffling the sequence, but with no change in copy, you could double revenue. So with that philosophy, we are using this analysis to reshuffle the sequence on a funnel. Now, just a tip for those listening, right? How could you create a graph like this of your own? Well, we have programmers build some pretty sophisticated like in-house tracking systems. So we could directly track the revenue from every email. But if you can't do something like this, there's a very simple hack you can do. You know, so if you have a smaller business, what you want to do is you want to find a way where you can drive a lot of traffic to your business on one particular day. So maybe you get some JV partners or friends in the industry, or maybe you do a promo to other lists that you own, but you drive people to your funnel on one particular day. Mm-hmm. If you can get about 1,000 people to sign up, you have a pretty good sample size. Now, what you do is for just 30 days, let's say your funnel is 30 days long, right? For just 30 days, you redirect your checkout to maybe a different PayPal account, or maybe you use a different code in your tracking system so you can see the revenue that comes in from this 1,000 subscriber group over 30 days. Now, if you're able to do something such as, say, redirect it to a different PayPal account, all you got to do now is over the next 30 days, log into PayPal and see the revenue that is coming in from that particular cohort. So a cohort is a group of people, whom you're measuring over time, but all those people signed up on the same day. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be able to derive what revenue is coming from this group of 1,000 people, this cohort of 1,000 people on day 15 or day 16 or day 17, just by looking into that particular PayPal account. So it does require some work, but the knowledge you get from this is really powerful. You can then plot a graph like this and figure out the weaknesses and the strengths of your funnel.
I love that. Well, you can really, you map it out, and then you see all the different chess pieces, and then you can rearrange the chess pieces.
Exactly. So what I want to share, let's get down to some juicy details, okay? So what I want to share is this. These are a couple of things we found in our funnel that really, really, really worked. Now, I'm not going to tell you when to include them because, honestly, our science on that is not perfect yet. All I know is these are the promos that work like crazy for us. So you guys ready?
Ready.
How much more time do I have, John?
We got about 7 minutes.
Perfect. Okay, so in 7 minutes, I'll try to share a couple of hot ideas that are instantly replicable. So the first thing that works really well for us is what we call an FAQ email. Now, what happens is typically people are made an offer, and when they don't buy, the group of people who do not buy, that portion of our sublist, now let's say the offer ends in 5 days. Around day three, we send people an FAQ email. And the FAQ email is kind of worded like this. Thank you so much for your support. We have thus sold XXX number of sets. And I want you to know that so many questions have come in. Our customer support staff have been inundated. Still, we are answering every single email we get personally. But for your convenience, I'd like to share with you some of the most important questions we are getting. And then what we then do is we answer questions in that email, a simple FAQ email. And we found that this FAQ email generates a big spike in revenue. Now, here's the other cool thing, and you'll notice this on many of my websites. The same content that we put in the FAQ email, we started sticking this just below our order button. So on our long sales copy page, we stuck the 10-point FAQ below our order button, and we found that conversions on that page went up by 20% on average on every site we did this on. So that was that really worked well for us. Now, what do you put in the FAQ email? Well, you basically pretty much answer the top 10 questions that your customer support staff is getting, and that's pretty easy to determine. You know, just talk to whoever's doing your customer support, and you answer the questions in a way where you also apply Cialdini's 6 triggers of influence. So, for example, if the customer asks, "How do I know this is going to get delivered to me on time?" Your response might be, "Since 2008, we've roughly delivered 25,000 packages of product X. And in that time, there have only been a short number of late deliveries. In those cases, the customer just called up our phone number and we were able to make sure that a new package got to them immediately." Now, notice what I did there. I reassured the customer. You apply Cialdini's principles into your response. Cialdini wrote a great book called Influence, and he talks about 6 triggers that create influence in people. So one of those triggers, for example, is social proof. So let's say the FAQ question is, "How can I be sure the package is going to get delivered to me in time?" Your response might be, "Since 2008, we've delivered 24,000 packages of product X. And in that amount of time, only a short number went missing." In those scenarios, the customer simply had to call up our toll-free number, and we would, at no cost to the customer, send a new package. Now, you see how I answered that? I reassured the customer, but I also brought in the principle of social proof. I spoke about how since 2008, 24,000 packages were delivered. So I'm indirectly saying that you can trust us. We've done this before. 24 other thousand people like you have bought this product. Now, when you learn to answer FAQ questions like that, you're not just answering a question. You're also indirectly creating another impetus for the customer to buy. So what you want to do is create an FAQ email, stick that in your funnel, but also take the same 10 ideas in the FAQ, stick it below your order menu. Like I said, when we stuck our FAQ below our order menu, we saw a boost of about 20% on average on every site we did this on. It was one of the single most effective strategies we did on our sales copy to boost sales.
Wow. I love that. I've heard that before, but just hearing you illustrate that there with a story like that is, I mean, that just illustrates the power of stories. When you tell a story about that, it just gets the point across so much better.
Now here's another thing that worked crazy well for us, right? We call it the surprise bonus. So let's say you have a promo sequence and your promo sequence is giving a special discount on your product. But that discount, now, of course, you want to bring in the principle of scarcity. You want your discount to end on a particular day. So let's say it's Thanksgiving and you're doing a Thanksgiving promo. Now, this has worked like gangbusters for us. So we say this promo ends at 11:59 p.m. Thanksgiving Pacific Standard Time, 11:59 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, basically, 3 days before the promo ends, we send an email to our list to announce the slash in price. You can now get product X for 40% off, but you must buy in the next 72 hours. Now, the very next day, we send what we called a surprise bonus email. So on day 2, we send an email that says, "Hey guys, just want to let you know something incredible happened. So many people purchased the previous day," and we actually give a real number, about 1,200 people purchased the product the previous day, "that we are so grateful. And given that it's Thanksgiving, we want to make this offer even juicier. So in addition to the 40% bonus, we are also going to toss in a special bonus." Then we go on and we describe the bonus. We even sometimes take an image of the bonus in the email. But we say, "This bonus and the discount is going to be available now for 48 hours more. Just like before, this ends 11:59 p.m. Thursday, night of Thanksgiving." And somewhere in the email, we add a PS line that says this: "For those of you who bought yesterday, don't worry. We are going to upgrade your order with this bonus for free because we love our customers and we always want to watch out for you." So that creates a really, really, really good psychology. Firstly, it creates a rush to buy because now they have 48 hours to buy. People who are sitting on the fence, maybe they weren't really, you know, inspired by the bonus. Some people have money. They don't care about the bonus. But they have money. They don't care about the discount. Yeah. But now that you've added a bonus that is going to be there for only 48 hours, you create further impulse to buy. You've now made it crazy attractive. But the other thing you've done is you've shown them how you treat your customers. That little PS line, that does wonders because it shows that you're honest. It shows that you take care of customers. You now create this added degree of trust. So typically on day two, we'll see a massive spike. And then on day three, we send the third email that says, so our special discount plus bonus ends tonight. You have 24 hours to buy. And then we just recap it. So, you know, before what we would do is we would do a discount, give them 3 days. Now we add that special surprise bonus email on day two. And it's amazing. The response that we get to that is just unreal.
I love that. That's a great idea. I'll be using that very soon. We have time for one more thing. Do you have one more thing?
Yes, one more thing. So the other thing that works really well for us is, now this works if you have a physical product. If you have a digital product, there's a variation for it. So in our analysis, this also worked crazy well for us. It was one of our best performing offers. And it's called the dollar trial offer. So we allow someone to buy a digital product for just $1. For $1, they get to try out the product. And after 7 days, if they want to refund it, they just have to write in and they can get an immediate refund and cancel. But if not, after 7 days, they automatically get charged the full price. Now, sometimes we may extend it to 30 days, 7:30, doesn't matter. You want to try it out. That works really well for digital products. If you have a physical product, we have an offer where you simply pay for shipping. We send you the product. And our products, we always over-deliver. So when you buy a physical product from us, it actually looks good. It's a designer box. It's something that you're proud to add on your shelf. So we want to delight right from the beginning. It might even include an unadvertised bonus. And once again, they can send it back to us and get a full refund, or they can keep it. And at the end of 30 days, they automatically get charged the full price.
Okay, great. That's wonderful. Just to sum that up, number one is the FAQ email, the frequently asked questions. Number two is the surprise bonus. And number three is doing a $1 trial or sending the product for free and just getting them to pay for shipping.
Right.
Wonderful. Okay. We're right on time, right about now, Vishen. So thank you so much for coming on. This is a really cool action plan. But before you go, give yourself a plug. Where can people, you know, hear more about you and Mind Valley? And
sure. Well, Mind Valley, we are really open about sharing our ideas. You definitely, you can visit my blog, mindvalleyinsights.com. We share a ton of ideas on that blog. So it's a great place to get started. Many people have said it's one of the best marketing blogs they've come across. And it's completely free. So you can just go check out information there. You should also check out Autoresponder Madness. That is the product on email autoresponders that we're the publisher of. It's written by Andre Chaperon. And many people say it is the best autoresponder product on the market.
Absolutely. I think that was one of the first products I started with. And yeah, it's great.
Yeah. So check out autorespondermadness.com.
Great. Cool. Well, those links will be in the show notes at dropdeadcopy.com. Thanks again for your time, Vishen.
Thanks, John.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening. If you want to discover more insider tips, tricks, and secrets about driving sales with email marketing, sign up for daily email tips from the Autoresponder Guy. Go to dropdeadcopy.com/podcast. Sign up, confirm your email address, and I'll send you daily emails on how to improve your email marketing and make more sales via email. You'll find out why open rates don't matter and the 7-letter word that underlies all effective marketing and much more.